This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on how can shaming be a solution. The teaching and testing travesty in Atlanta has been a bitter indictment of almost everything that is off the rails in the U.S. educational system. When mandatory testing becomes the only measure of teaching and educational standards, and the testing itself is seen as biased, unfair, and unjust, the temptation for administrators and some teachers to see an unwritten exemption from normal rules and moral hazards is ever present. In Atlanta, in a vast conspiracy, it seems to have been irresistible. Here's what interests me, though. 35 teachers and administrators were charged initially, with two-thirds of them making various deals with prosecutors to cop pleas and put this behind them over the last 6 years. Others went to trial. Two, including the superintendent of Atlanta schools, died during this period. 10 or so were convicted. The judge seemed to relent during the sentencing phase and was moved to mercy by the character witnesses and pleas for leniency and ordered both sides to make a deal on sentencing. Two people took the deals, which mainly involved suspended sentences, some weekends in jail, and 5 years probation. They also had to apologize to the community and the children for cheating. The rest hunkered down. The judge gave sentences that were harsher than requested by prosecutors, involving around 7 years for the most part, with much of that time suspended. The three highest administrators all rejected the deal and all say they will appeal, so who knows how this will end. The question that intrigued me was, why would they not take the deal? Based on purely individual self-interest, the deal on surface would seem satisfactory, essentially allowing all of them to work, paying a couple of dollars, counting the days. Why was that not compelling? Perhaps I found some clues reading other items in the morning papers. An op-ed in the Times by a couple of professors argued that the way the government could collect more taxes, at least from the little guys owing less than $2,500, was to shame them in the community with their neighbors and friends. Oh yeah, privacy is a problem, but they argued that privacy is disappearing anyway, so sew a scarlet letter on their chest and cha-ching, the money comes rolling in. Shaming seems to not work as well for big scofflaws, but whatever. A columnist was outraged that a woman, a 32-year-old blonde teacher that his paper had regularly pictured on the front and every other page of the paper, charged with having sex with a 16-year-old student at her school, was allowed to plead out to an obscenity charge, get no time, and not be listed as a sex offender. What really ticked him off was that she put a picture of herself on Instagram with a big smile saying that was her mood today. She was happy to walk, and who would be surprised that she would feel that way? But the columnist was livid that she didn't show shame and humiliation and cower into oblivion. Justice has become irrelevant, and there is no confidence in the judges and courts to deliver it. Comparison with other sentences for other crimes and criminals has no meaning. Some undefined community has to have its public revenge, and that trumps all, it would seem. The teachers that made the deal in Atlanta were willing and able, perhaps, to imagine starting their lives over and making peace with the community in Atlanta or somewhere else. I suspect the ones that couldn't take the deal felt they had no future in the shaming community and needed to hold on desperately to their personal communities of other teachers, administrators, friends, and churches where they might find some succor, some understanding, and maybe even the chance of jobs in a future, even if it might mean jail in the future as well. The loss of a consensus about the existence of justice destroys all the values of the larger society and leaves people finding and building separate selves and spaces that preserve smaller communities as people abandon larger commitments and communities. Meanwhile, support for a shaming community rises without any understanding of the tension between retribution and redemption, much less rehabilitation. How can shaming be a solution in any healthy society? This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.